Former President John Ejikum Kufuor says the NPP is ready and determined to capture power from the governing NDC after 8 years of being in opposition. He said an NPP-led government will accelerate the country's development to the level of other developed countries in the world. Former President Kufuor was speaking at the party's manifesto launch in Accra.
The dawn of party politics in our country makes this claim unassailable. Such meetings, therefore, reinvigorate our spirits and send a clear message to all and sundry that they are determined and ready to take over the reins of government of Ghana and steer it once more to the heights of development and prosperity as we once did. Indeed, our mission this time will be to accelerate the nation's development into the mainstream of developed countries of the world on a sustainable basis. Black Bearer, we have come here to launch our manifesto, which reaffirms our historic mission and commitment to uphold the rule of law, human rights, and economic prosperity and social advancement for all Ghanaians through accountable and efficient good governance. This will be delivered faithful pursuit of the programs and projects contained in the manifesto when, by the grace of God, we assume power in January 2017.
Former President Kufuor said the NPP's manifesto is not just a collection of ideas, but contains plans the party is committed to implementing when voted into power on December 7.
For us in the Dankwa Abuzia tradition, however, the core of our manifesto is not just a recently collected set of ideas that we wish to try out on the people or a smoothly packaged work for public consumption. Rather, the essential features of our manifesto focus and revolve around upholding and advancing the dignity of humanity, especially of all the citizens of our nation. This has always been the core of our tradition.
You heard former President John Ejikum